can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk.
This is The Truth, 91.7.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion as we face the issues each and every day. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do not use denominational dogma, philosophical rhetoric, political thought. We simply use the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. The truth book, we analyze events, current events, through the prism of the Word of God, asking the question, what is God saying? What is God doing? How should we as Christians respond to what we're seeing and hearing? And some of the most explosive news in my lifetime, as I believe, you might go back and look at the Richard Nixon explosive information and news and events, but I compare this with nothing else. And I'm talking about this. I'm talking about Tulsi Gabbard releasing the classified files exposing the treasonous conspiracy to undermine, tear down, and destroy an elected president of the United States of America. Our issue today is very simple. Treason in the White House. Treason in the White House. I know. Some say, well, that's a pretty harsh term. Some are saying that you can't use that term because we've not proven treason. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to look at what has happened. We're going to analyze it. We're going to look at what does the U.S. Code say about treason. What is treason based on the U.S. Code, and how should it be treated? And can we consider Barack Hussein Obama and all of the, I call them the three-digit, three-letter intelligence agency. We're talking about the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, the DHS, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Obama was the leader of the gang, according to Tulsi Gabbard. Obama is the orchestrator of all of the prosecutorial persecution of President, then candidate, 2016 candidate Donald J. Trump. Elected November 2016, and then it continued, ladies and gentlemen, the false narrative that Donald Trump was a puppet Putin. We're going to talk about that on the broadcast today. And the question is Obama guilty? Why are we not hearing more from the media about this? Should Obama be tried? Should he be convicted? Should he be put in prison? Why is the issue so vital to Christians, conservatives, and patriots? What should we do? How should we respond? Those are some of the ancillary questions that I believe needs to be asked and answered in relationship to what is taking place as we think about this today. Ladies and gentlemen, according to Tulsi Gabbard, the Director of National Intelligence just turned over hundreds of documents that verify, according to Tulsi Gabbard, quote, files that expose manufactured intelligence by Obama intelligence community, including the CIA, FBI, NSA, and DHS. I don't know about you, but I think it is very, very serious. So in just a moment, we're going to do a brief monologue. After the monologue, we're going to open our telephone lines and invite you to call in and join in the dialogue and discussion. I know we've talked about points and parts of this for some time now, but I believe as the days go by and deeper information is revealed, more information is given, we need to understand what is happening and what's the unfurling, the unfolding, the progression of the information that I believe without any doubt in my mind will prove, will absolutely prove that Barack Hussein Obama orchestrated, carried out the attempt to overthrow an elected president of the United States of America, which, as I understand U.S. code on treason, he has committed not just conspiracy, but also treason. That's my position. That's my opinion. You may differ. We want to hear from you today. What are your thoughts about it? Should we be concerned? As Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we should be vitally concerned. Ladies and gentlemen, according to the Bible, God created government, civil government, to protect the good and prosecute the evil. If this is true, and I say if because I really believe it is, I'm using that as a question. If this is true, and I believe it is, then what we're seeing is a perversion, an inversion of government, civil government, and it's an actual active attempt to control in a dictatorial oligarch fashion, a dictator fashion. By the way, they've called Trump an oligarch. They've called Trump Hitler. They've called Trump a Putin puppet. They've called Trump a dictator. All of these names that I believe are identifying, fully identifying the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, and also Barack Hussein Obama, which I believe was a Manchurian candidate, Manchurian president, an absolute fake, phony, false, illegal president, and then Sleepy Joe, auto-pen Joe Biden, that simply carried out what Obama was insisting. In fact, if you look at, have you ever watched a puppet show? You've got the dummy sitting on somebody's lap, and puppeteer has got his arm up the back of the puppet, and the puppeteer makes the puppet say, speak, and move. That was Barack Hussein Obama with his hands in it on the back of Sleepy Joe Biden, auto-pen Biden. I believe we will find eventually that every decision that was made, every auto-pen authorization that was done, was carried out from the top. That is the top, with Barack Hussein Obama serving in sequestered, unseen motions his third term as president through Joe Biden. I call him auto-pen Biden now. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, that's where we're going. That's the focus of today's broadcast as we face the issues. Treason in the White House. And we're going to, ladies and gentlemen, remind you once again that as we face the issues, we look at the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. The truth book. When Jesus speaks to his disciples, he said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus himself says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the Bible articulates a definitive statement about the word of God. John 17:17, thy word is truth. Psalms 117:2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. We look at the statement by George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. Orwell stated in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, where he was projecting what America would be like in 1984. Keep in mind, this dystopian novel of Orwell was done in the late 40s. And Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's precisely what we see taking place in society today. In fact, Barack Obama just came out, and we'll talk about it further in the broadcast, a total denial of what Tulsi Gabbard's absolute documented information proves. But he is now in the face of Tulsi Gabbard and her position as director of the DNI, saying that that is false, it's fictitious, it is something that Trump is manufacturing. Ladies and gentlemen, Trump didn't put his finger on it. It was coming out of that intelligence office that this was shown. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to the truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, Headline says, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. DeMint said in part these words, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say there's no such thing as absolute truth. They go on to say that 55% of them say this, each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one version. I've said many times on this broadcast down through the years now, a half truth is a whole lie. And we need to be careful as Christians, conservatives, and patriots that we embrace the truth, not a half truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, tell the truth, love the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. What does that mean? I say it often, but what does it mean to defend the truth even to death? It means that we do not compromise. It means we do not use the term that's used politically speaking to reach across the aisle. Truth is truth if we have to stand alone. Truth is truth if we have to stand in the face of death. Truth is truth without any addition or any deletion. Standing for truth. I call on us to do that each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that's needed in our civil government. God's word calls it civil government. We today are calling it politics. But in Romans the 13th chapter, verses 1 and following, it points out very succinctly, very clearly, that government is ordained of God as a servant of God. And when government gets out of the position of being a servant to God and a servant to the people and disallowing, going against the will of the people and the Constitution of the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, we have a major, major problem, a catastrophe. A calamity. And that's what we're witnessing that's being unfurled before us today. That's what we're being shown that took place back in 2015, 2016, and following. It's been going on for 10 long years. It is the underpinning. When I use the term it, I'm talking about the treason in the White House with Barack Obama. It's the underpinning of all that's happened in the lawfare against President Trump, trying to besmirch him, destroy him, ruin his reputation, bankrupt him, prevent him from being president the first time and the second time. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find it? It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag. Find that flag at the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Let me say a couple of other very brief points, ladies and gentlemen, and then we'll open our telephone lines. The telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Perhaps you're saying, well, this doesn't affect me. Yes, it does. Perhaps you're saying, well, what can I do? We can speak up, stand up, be heard, and be seen. You can say, as a Christian conservative, how shall I live? What should I do? Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing, in my most humble opinion, the end result of silence in our pulpits for the past 70 years. where pastors, preachers, Christian leaders have refused to stand up, speak up about political issues because they had been told that, you know, you lose your constitutional rights, you lose your religious liberties and freedom of speech when you become a Christian, when you walk in the church door, when you stand in the pulpit to speak, that you lose your liberties. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been a demonic lie for 70 years. So what I'm saying is, what do we do now? How do we respond now? As Ezekiel in Ezekiel 33:10 says, how should we then live? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to speak up, stand up, be heard, be seen. As Christians, we need to sponsor those that are running for office that are Christians, have morals, ethics, and values, love the Lord, stand on the Constitution and our Bill of Rights in particular, and willing to stand for truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today treason in the White House. Treason in the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, the trove of documents that Tulsi Gabbard has turned over to Pam Bondi with the DOJ for further review and prosecutorial powers, we need to recognize what it's all about. Let me just give you a little brief insight on it. Ladies and gentlemen, this trove of documents has been turned over to Pam Bondi with her to determine, can it be prosecuted, should it be prosecuted. All this relates to the so-called Russiagate charges against President Trump before and after his 2016 election as the 45th president of the United States of America. I'm looking at a headline, Tulsi Gabbard releases classified files exposing the manufactured intelligence years-long coup on Trump. Here are some of the key facts that Tulsi Gabbard lists. Tulsi Gabbard declassified key documents on Friday showing contradicting assessments about the Russia's 2016 election activities. Let me pause there. Now, Barack Hussein Obama is now saying that the election was not, controlled by Russia, that it was just that they were looking into. Let me just read you his argument. Barack Obama, former president, office fires back at Trump's bizarre allegations of treason, dated July 22nd. The office of the former president, Barack Obama, responded Tuesday to President Donald Trump's assertions that Obama was the ringleader of treasonous crimes designed to severely undermine Trump. Obama spokesman indicated Trump and his officials were voicing outrageous claims. Further in the article, it says, these bizarre allegations are ridiculous and weak, a weak attempt of distraction. ladies and gentlemen, that's what Barack Obama is saying now. Further, he says, listen to this quote. Nothing in the documents that's been put out by Tulsi Gabbard, issued last week, undercuts the widely accepted conclusion that Russia worked to influence the 2016 presidential election, but did not successfully manipulate any of the votes. Now, let me just read that again for you. Listen to the hollowness. Listen to the attempt to circumvent the real question and the real issue. Barack Obama says nothing in the documents, that's talking about Tulsi Gabbard's hundreds of documents that's been reviewed, exposed, declassified, turned over to Pam Bondi for the prosecutorial review. Nothing in the documents issued last week undercuts, listen, the widely accepted conclusion that Russia worked to influence the 2016 presidential election, but did not successfully manipulate any of the votes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's never been widely accepted. You and I, every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, we have said from the start, from the beginning, right out of the chute, if you will, we have said that this is all fabricated, phony, and false, that the Russiagate conclusion and the accusations were false and phony. Listen, we had the Mueller report. Some almost $40 million spent of the taxpayers' money trying to trace. My question is, listen, if I can jump in and change my direction for a moment. My question is, why did, if these documents were in troves and there's supposed to be hundreds more coming out, Tulsi Gabbard said thousands of pages total, if they were hidden, if they were socked away in the office of the DNI, or in other major intelligence offices are in their hands, why is it that the Mueller report did not find them. Why is it that the Mueller report, listen, with Mueller and 19 Democrat appointed attorneys handling that investigation for almost 3 years, almost $40 million. Why couldn't the Mueller report, the Mueller investigation, find these documents? How is it that the Horowitz report did not find these documents? How is it that they lay dormant and hidden, if you please, until now? It is because they were not looking for them, in my most humbled opinion. But even in the Mueller report, it did not find any nexus where President Trump was responsible for anything that was charged in the Steele dossier, which was the Russiagate dossier, supposedly from informants out of Russia working for Putin that drew the circle and said, here's President Trump, or wannabe Trump at the time, and he was a puppet for Vladimir Putin. Nothing, nothing. It was all fabricated, made out of whole cloth. Listen, bought, paid for by the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, and Hillary Clinton for her campaign. They were trying to prevent Trump from being elected in 2016, and then they went into full steam ahead after he was elected to destroy his potential for being president of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that I am concerned about in this whole issue. DNI, Tulsi Gabbard confirms former President Obama authorized attempts on Trump. I'm going to be careful with the reading because there's some things in it, some points in it that I think should not be publicly stated. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard announced that declassified intelligence files directly implicate President Barack Obama in authorizing a covert attempt on then-President-elect Donald Trump. The files set to be publicly released detail a sprawling top-secret program initiated in the final 30 days of Obama's presidency with the explicit goal of preventing Trump from ever taking office. Operation Silence was not just surveillance. It was an authorized, organized, multi-agency plot to eliminate Trump, the president-elect. Gabbard said during an emergency intelligence briefing, the documents outline everything from recruitment of black ops teams to manipulation of the communication to the final phase, quote, physically remove Trump. Now, I don't know about you, but I read into that a whole lot. And ladies and gentlemen, we have the media today in general, and for the most part, the media absolutely, absolutely silent. The media silent, not saying a squeak for the most part about what has taken place with the release of these documents. In fact, on one of the media I watched last evening, they started into it and says, and one of the persons that they were interviewing, it was the Communist Network News, that was the network, they were interviewing a person about this. They took about less than a minute in their coverage of it. And the whole point was, they said, none of which, they talk about now the documents that Tulsi Gabbard has just produced, said none of the evidence can be verified, none of the evidence is verifiable as factual. No, ladies and gentlemen, that's a lie. That's an absolute. If that is true, then we can't trust any document that any intelligence agency has. We can't trust any document, good, bad, or indifferent, by the FBI, CIA, the DHS, et cetera, et cetera. We must then conclude that all of these documents are just frivolous, imaginary documents put in files and put names on them to classified or declassified. That's an erroneous thought. Now, President Trump has been under fire for 10 years. When they failed to knock him out of the office in 2016, they cranked it up even to a higher level to prevent his administration from being able to accomplish anything. And from that point forward, ladies and gentlemen, it's been full steam ahead with the prosecution, the persecution, with the lawfare, with every attempt possible to financially bankrupt him, to destroy his reputation, to undermine his opportunity to be reelected as president 2024. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize President Trump has been protected by Almighty God to come into his position, that I believe divine intervention for President Trump to be the one to protect America and to give us a few more years of protection before God fully releases his judgment on our nation. Listen, President Trump publicly called this act of Obama a treason. Now, that's where the water hits the fan. Some are saying it can't be treason. It's not treason. Listen very carefully. I noticed on the early morning network show that some were not even covering this. I think, one, the Communist Network News covered it partially, but without any depth, without any attempt to get to the real truth. But I didn't notice any other ABC, NBC, CBS, any of the other, what they call, legacy media. I found none of them covering this with any efforts whatsoever to know what is taking place. But, ladies and gentlemen, the media saying, in essence, following the Obama trend, that what is being said now is manufactured intelligence. And these charges against Trump, they were just manufactured. It wasn't real concerning treason. Why Obama as president is considered to be immune? Some are saying, listen carefully, some people are saying that President Obama is immune from prosecution because of his immunity of any act that he does as president. So listen, can a president commit a crime? Can a president commit murder? Can a president commit treason and be immune from prosecution? Some say this is not treason. So just what constitutes treason? What is treason and how should we view it? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at U.S. Code 2381, and it's entitled Treason. Whoever owing allegiance to the United States, listen, whoever owing have an obligation, allegiance to the United States, levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death, and shall be imprisoned not less than 5 years and fined under this title, but not less than $10,000, and shall be incapable of holding any office in the United States. That's the definition of treason from the U.S. Code. So, ladies and gentlemen, did Barack Hussein Obama commit treason? I say he did. Now, you can disagree if you like. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. What say you? Should President Barack Hussein Obama, should he be prosecuted and found guilty of treason, conspiracy? Should it just be conspiracy? Should the three-letter agency heads, CIA, FBI, NSA, and the DHS, should they be caught, tried, convicted for conspiracy to commit treason or for a treasonous act? What say you? Can this take place? Should it take place? Ladies and gentlemen, are we witnessing a big hoopla of what is taking place? And then, listen, here's my question. Are the conservative Republicans going to simply appoint a special counsel to review this, to get it off their desk of responsibility? And 2 years from now, 3 years from now, there'll be some finding, but by that time the House and the Senate be controlled by the Democrats. Nothing will be done. It'll simply be a waste of another $10 to $40 million for nothing. It is my opinion that the House and the Senate should convene investigatory committees. They should investigate it themselves. It should be all of their findings should be confirmed by the Department of Justice and prosecution forthwith through the FBI and the Department of Justice. Cash Patel and Pam Bundy are perfectly capable of interviewing, recognizing, and prosecuting a crime as we're talking about. It is a conspiracy to overthrow an elected president. It's a conspiracy to undermine and destroy the United States of America and our Constitutional Republic. It is a conspiracy and perhaps treasonous conspiracy to do so. So I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we need to look at it. Is Obama, should he be considered guilty? Why are the media not interested in covering this? Should Obama be tried? Should he be convicted? Is it something that is simply all for naught? How should we respond as Christians and conservatives? Should we be concerned? Should we be not worried, but should we be involved? I say absolutely, unequivocally, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious issue, treason in the White House. We're going to take the top of the hour news break right after the news. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
WTRJ, Orange Park, WAYL, St. Augustine, and WATY, Folkston.